We want to talk about Baal HaBe'ir and Pesach Pesuach. Amar Rabbah Baal HaBe'ir and Cheshem Shem Yichud. Amar Rav Yosef Pesach Pesuach, which is Rabbah, and Cheshem Shem Shem Yichud. So Pasha the Lash and the Mor is Mamash the same. And however you're going to learn the din of Baal HaBe'ir, Lachara, Rav Yosef used the same lashon. You're going to have the same din by Pesach Pesuach. Pashas of the Gemara. Rabbi Beikla the Bay Rav Yosef. What's the Karach Rifta? Amar Lahu Shkulu Dargam Itosi Bibi. So they ate together, and then Rabbi they ate together in the Leah, and then Rabbi Yosef and his wife went down. They left Rabibi in the attic, and they said, "Take away the ladder; he shouldn't be able to come down, because otherwise there'd be a yichud problem." They asked Rabbi Yosef, "What do you instead of Baal HaBe'ir?" So he said, Shanrabibi the Shoshvinte Havoy, Megaisive. So he said there's a Pramaliba gospel. So passes from the flow of the Gemara and that Nakuda. Also, it sounds like the Liba gospel would be a problem by a case of Pesach Pesuach, which is a Rabbin, because if this doesn't apply to Pesach Pesuach, which is a Rabbin, it only applies to Baal HaBe'ir, the logical way the Gemara should put the story is to be Amar Rabbah, Baal HaBe'ir Ein Cheshem Shem Yichud. Then bring me the story of Rabibi and qualify that the hat of Baal HaBe'ir doesn't apply in the case of Liba Gospel. And then tell me Amar Rabbi Yosef, which is a Rabbah, Ein Cheshem Shem Yichud, which has nothing to do, even if Liba Gospel is going to be Mutter. The way the Gemara puts it, it brings Baal HaBe'ir, it brings Pesach Pesuach, which is a Rabbah, and then it says Liba Gospel is a limitation in the hat of Baal HaBe'ir. Why does it say Baal HaBe'ir, then Pesach Pesuach, and then go back to Baal HaBe'ir? The Pasha, the way the Gemara presents it, Lachara Liba Gaspa is going to be a problem, even if Pesach Pesuach was a Rabbim, which is not the way the Poskim assume. The Poskim assume that the Liba Gaspa, we'll see, but the Liba Gaspa is not Pesach Pesuach was a Rabbim, even Liba Gaspa is Mut. Okay. If the Pasha reading the Gemara, we would assume not like that we're reading the Gemara. Yeah, Zuk Rashi. So, Baal HaBe'ir Ein Cheshem Shem Shem Yichud Lahalkos the Mitzvah Mebal Hashta Osi. So, 2 points in Rashi. Rashi says that we're not Cheshem Shem Yichud to give Malkus on it. So the Bach already shtells on the Lahalkos because the Gemara before said that the Malka and Yichud by Eishes Ish, you're not Malka, you're not Malka either. Rabashi said that. So he says, we're going like the sort of Marzutra, that you could be Malka and be Machris, but when it's Baal HaBe'ir, you're not Malka. Right? So we're talking about a case of Eishes Ish, because Baal HaBe'ir, it's not the case of Penuya. It's the case of Eishes Ish. The Gemara said before, according to Rashi, you're not Malka. So what are we discussing over here? That you're not Malka because Baal HaBe'ir. You're never Malka by Eishes Ish. So Rashi is learning in Rabba holds like Marzutra that by Eishes Ish you are Malka, Malka's Martis, but you're Machris. Okay? So, but in the case of Baal HaBe'ir, you don't do that. You don't need to get Malkus. Okay, that's point number one in Rashi. And point number two in Rashi says that why not? The Mitzvah Mebal, Hasha Osi, because the woman has a fear from her husband that any moment he's going to come back. Good. Shkolo Darga, Rashi says, Sha'ochlo Baliyah. They ate together in the Aliyah. And then, Riyorda Rav Yosef Ishtoi, then Rav Yosef Ishtoi went down to the bottom floor. Mehunisha Baliyah, and then Rabibi stayed in the Aliyah. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Shkalo darga mitusi bibi shlo yeri to be yisyachet." Okay, so the problem with Liba Gaspa, Shashmite Balas Bris Loi. I'm not sure that translate what exactly defines Balas Bris. They have what type of relationship they have. I mean, the person to talk about it, what Rashi means by Balas Bris Loy, I don't know. Okay. So it says Balabir and Kosh Lamashim Yichud, Pierce Kunas and Kosh and the Halkis, Mashami Tech Perusha, Hoysura Mia Iko. So Tosis is Madaik and Rashi that the Issa there is, the only issue is Ain't Kosh and the Halkis. The Kosh and came my park, Mesamach al Rabbi Yosef, the Kamash Kol Dagmat Tosibibi, Murab, Balabir and Kosh Lamashim Yichud, my Kushan, he the Malkas Lucky, Sura Mia Iko. So, what's the kasha? The more asked the kasha that you, Rabbi Yosef, are being mocked, but that there shouldn't be yichud. You're going to step out, and let's say, and you're worried about Rabbi and your wife being together. So the more says, Balmir, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? We never said it's mutter. We just said you don't get malchus, but it's aser. So that's what he's worried about. Right, near the farish and cheshish and klal mishum yichud afili suralek. So he touches up in cheshish and yichud. There's no concern of yichud in this scenario, which means it's mutter. That's what Tosis understands. Tosis, the pasha Tosis is not saying he means that's pshat Rashi. He's saying that this is how he's going to learn the Gemara. But Rashi and Chanami, Tosis is obliging with the shirkan and Rashi. Okay.
It's
dangerous to drop out of the skylight to down to the ground. So he's not going to do it.
If you're going to break your foot, is that enough of a
He might break 2 feet. I mean, listen, you have to say Chazal's definition of danger is 10 tefachim, a drop of 10 tefachim is considered can cause misa. Right? By boar, right? Ten tefachim is a boar, right? It can kill misa. It's a boar which can make misa. A drop of 10 tefachim is 40 inches, right? Is enough to potentially can shock the body in a way that can kill a person. Okay, I don't know. We're going to say, skin. Right, so it's not, you know, we're not talking about phenomenal distances.
So, how do you understand why is that a shoulder?
Most people just don't jump out of, they go down ladders.
No, but you're telling me now that a ladder doesn't have to be so high, right?
Right.
So, you could jump down.
Most people don't do that. Okay, we'll see. Okay, now Shaila is like this. Okay, a few things we have to. The Rambam is lashon over here when he says the heter bala be'ir. So he says a different lashon. The Rambam Loshon is, the Heter is, Amos Balo Leho. And why is a gas book? You're going to Shagod the Imoy, Shay is a Kravos, so you're going to Yachad Ima, Fisha Balo Beher. You can't call him Yachad Ima, Isha, why you pass the Psalm, which is Rambam, and Kushan Shum, Isha Mich. So Rambam touches up that the Balo Beher, the Nakuda is, Amos Balo Leho. Without getting involved in this hashta osi, simply emes balolel, the Rambam says, and he teaches liba gaspa is lashon of godly imoy. They grew up together. Oshayis akravasa are their relatives. So both those scenarios is assumed to be liba gaspa. They're very comfortable with each other. The Rambam, when he says pesa pesuach, he doesn't say a limitation of gaspa doesn't work. It's not a problem. We're not concerned about yichud. He doesn't say liba gaspa doesn't. He does say v'chein, so that leaves you a little bit of a, you can go back and forth on that. If you assume the lashon of Shulchan Aruch follows the lashon of the Rambam. Right. And he doesn't make any qualification in Siftes about Liba Gaspa. So Pasha is the way Shulchan Aruch puts it down. It's pretty clear that in Siftes, Balabir, there is, the heter is because Amos Balaleh, Lashon the Rambam. And then in Gaspa, there's, it's not a heter like the Gemara says, but Rabbi Rabibi. And by passive, by Shapiskel Shasurabim, in Chashti Siachet Shomim Erva, period. Okay? Comes along the Beishan Wall and says, but you, in Sifkes, you told me that in Kinelo Bala there's a problem. So the Beis Shmuel says in Kinelo Osir Chumas Adesh. So Ba'ai Shapiskel Shus Rabim Ein Chashash, but Kinelo is Osir Chumas Adesh. Who Adin Im Gaspa is Osir. We talk the Chalkas Mechayik says it, but the Chalkas Mechayik says it in the name of the Chumas Adesh. Chalcedon says it's nearer the Achinami Gaspa Ubekinala Aser Bekinu B'Chumas Adeshin. So the Chalcedon Chagas reads he's quoting the Chumas Adeshin that both in the case of Kinala or a case of Gliba Gaspa, there's no heter of Pesah Besuch and Shus Rabin. The Beis Shmuel says it more correctly. The Chumas Adeshin does not discuss that Kinala is Aser Chumas Adeshin. The Chalcedon Chagas says himself who did him in Gaspa is Aser. Comes the Taz. He says that that which he quotes, the Chacham quotes in the name of Chumas Adeshin, Lo Nimsa Zelo Nimsa B'Chumas Adeshin. He just says in Kinelo, the Tosfos says over there, the Pes Pesuch is not going to allow it, because Pitzusa he the Kinelo, and she was Ovra against what he said, so Pes Pesuch will not allow it. On Gaspel that's a Shom. So the Taz, the Maisa, and then he brings a raya that we don't compare the two, that there's more of a chashash of Yichud by Baal HaBeir than the case of Pisgah B'Such L'Shus HaRabim, and therefore he comes out L'Maisa that in the case of that Kino law Pes B'Such will not work. By case of Gaspa, which is Krivosai, so there's no din of, there's no problem by Pesach B'Such, which is Ram, it's Mutter, even though it's Gaspa.
The Svar of Gaspa, she'll take more chances?
Okay, so the question is fair. The question is fair. You really need to. I want to read you a lashon over here from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is a shekel. Let's hold it at the Chazon Ish for a second. It's an important piece of the Chazon Ish, but let's hold it for a second. Okay, so we handled the chashash of Yichud. What's the chashash of Yichud to start with? Rashi learns the chashash of Yichud to start with is that the Daitan Kalos he spot this, and we're afraid that they're going to do a Maisa Biyah. Right? Rashi here says that the Baal HaBeir creates a mitzvah mi Baal HaShrasi. She's not going to do a Maisa because any moment the husband could walk in and she's afraid. Right? The Rambam has said that the Isser of Yichud is the state of Yichud. Be'etzim is a problem with Yisaden. If you understand the Rambam, Yisaden, right? There's the state of being Be'yichud together with a woman is a problem, Be'etzim. The Rambam says, the head over here is Amos Baal Oleho. So, which means that the Rambam is. We're not discussing that there's a Cheshash going to do the Kala, they're going to do a Maisa inappropriately. That's not the Cheshash. The state of being together is problematic. So Baal HaBeir has to create a different type of heter. Baal HaBeir has to create that even when they're together, they're together, that it doesn't generate a togetherness when she has this emotion of Amos Balala, because the husband's in town. She has a certain, she doesn't make an emotional connection to somebody else when her husband is in town. So it's a totally different chashash, a totally different heter according to the Rambam than it is according to Rashi.
We're not worried about a maisa, so then the fact that her husband is not is in town, what does that, does that mean that, is that another way of saying that the room is just is larger and there are people here even though it doesn't look like there are people here, like he's in town, like it's like a like an Eruv, like he's here, he's in the room.
His presence is here. She, the woman acts differently when her husband is around. Well, that's the Rambam say. The Rambam himself never says it, but the Rambam's lashon of the Isser of Yichud, he doesn't say, even though he doesn't say that. Right. 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 The Rambam's lashon over here is. Now that's not clear what he means, the chashash right now, or batsim, it creates a chashash, etc. Assuming that I'm assuming the understanding of the chinuch in the Rambam, now Rashi comes along and says that the let's assume Tosfos' understanding of Rashi. Right, that this is not a matter of the chadchilo. So we want to know: did she do anything? The chances are she didn't do anything. Right. So la'achar ma'aseh, we're not going to give malchus because we say any moment she was afraid to do something, to be in that situation. The chadchilo, it's not a heter. But if you learn that the chashash is never the chashash that we're doing something. So but the whole issue is always the chadchilo. You cannot discuss the chadchilo and b'diavad. There's no chadchilo and b'diavad in the conversation over here. So then, clearly, the Gemara is—that's what the Rambam has to come up with this new svora, this svora that there's a certain attitude which is generated by the fact that there's a presence of the husband in the town, and that generates a heter be'etzim. And the matzav is not a matzav of intimacy between the two people when the husband is in town. So if you accept that the Isser of Yichud is something which starts on its own because of just the state of being Yichud, so the Heter Balavir has to be something totally differently than just what they're not going to do anything inappropriate. So that's the Chara, the Shaka Batarya. Now, when you get to the Heter Pesach Basul Rishus Rabim, the Malkan Yichud is because you were in Yichud inappropriately, not because you did a Maisa. According to Rashi, Rashi has to learn, no, that the Malkus is because we're afraid, where Rashi is learning, right, that the Malkus is because we don't know what happened. And that over here we know that nothing happened. Yeah, it's a Chiddush of Rashi. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. No, right. Correct. According to the Rambam, it's because it's a Yichud. Right?
So what is the Hasra? What are they telling
you?
They're going to give you Malkus because you're doing Yichud. And he's going to say there's nothing wrong with doing Yichud.
You know what? I'm an Oritz Gomer, and I don't know by Marcus Martyrs whether you require Hasra. As far as I know, you don't require Hasra for Marcus Martyrs. So I don't know what will be in a case where they would give Hasra. I don't know. Right? Okay. I'm not saying the Rav Gershover says in the Rambam that Betzim there's two chashashes, that there's the Isser Yichud Betzim, and above and beyond the Isser Yichud Betzim, there's also the chashash Takola. They might have done something inappropriate. Right, you know, he works out the cheshbon of where we're discussing a possibility of doing something inappropriate. That's what he says. It could be that both are true. the why he says it is a cheshbon which he learns yichud. He learns yichud araisa is only if there is his sheer yichud araisa is living together, not being baroi together. He has a whole different mahalok and a lot of different things, right? So that's that which where there's an issur to be together just for a short period of time. That's only rabbanan, according to Rosh Hashanah. So he has a whole different mahalok in that part of the sugya. So the Raisa, they're living together. They have a dira together. That's what he learns the Gemara later on. The Gemara says you can live together with a mother or with a daughter. You can't live together with a sister. You can only be, but it's mutter yichud with a sister. That's the Raisa. So he has a whole different thought process.
You know, like the assist has never
lived. What?
The assist has never lived. It's about one time.
It doesn't say what it's
mamish just a diyuk.
No, the diyuk is saying that you know people which you know all these people are people which you're with together, and then they might have this conversation. We don't know what it means. You're with them is up for conversation.
It has to be like that. We're not borrowing that scenario.
Right. Well, we don't know what that scenario was, you know, because they live together all the time. They always talk with each other. Eventually, she comes and convinces him. I don't know. You could put that into the pasuk also. It's open for discussion. Nothing is clear over this. Okay. Just in halacha lamaisa, the nafkamina between the Rashi's understanding of that hashta osi. And the Rambam's understanding of Amos Balolel and the Shulchan Aruch, which follows Lashon of the Rambam, is a tremendous nafkamina lemaisa. The poskim handle the case where you know the husband's not going to come, not going to be home, right? The husband is at work, or nowadays it's even you know he called on the telephone, you know, and you know where he's. You know, the poskim, it's interesting. You know, things have evolved because they all come back to the same. Because the poskim deal with the question, the husband called from the office phone, right? So you know that he's in the office. You know, nowadays that's not a right anymore because you can forward everything. So that's the fact he called from the number which comes up in the caller ID is the office number. Doesn't mean it prove anything. On the other hand, nowadays if he calls from his cell phone, you can locate where he was, where his cell phone is, right? So you press, you know, find my friend, you know, and it shows you exactly where the person is. So you know where he is, right? You know, so we're back to the same shock of Ataria. So it's a large city. So is there a heter? So the Chazanish says, yeah. He says, but it fascinating thing. So the Chazanish says, yes, there's a heter because he says all of Tel Aviv is one city. He says. It's Balabir. Aye, he cannot make it necessarily from the top of the city to the bottom of the city where you are. Machlatois, because it's we're creating a mindset, creating a psychology. It's a chasanish l'shitosa, psychology. What? Right. We don't pass like Rash. But Ramosha was asked the same question, and he says, if a person is, he said like this, Ramosha said like this, if the person is an independent worker, and it's past any moment he could be coming home, so you don't know where he is. You know he might have went to, but if he's a hired employee, he works in a fabric, he works in a factory. You know he can't leave in the middle of the day, right? So he can't leave in the middle of the day. So there's no heter balabir because he can't come at any given moment. The Chazanish says that even though all of Tel Aviv is one city, but Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan are two different cities. Now, that's a arbitrary line drawn down the middle of a street, right, where Tel Aviv ends and Ramat Gan starts. Right? You know, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, Bnei Brak. You know, like you know. So he said. He says, you know, I can't tell you I understand the psychology 100%, but I can hear the argument that there's a certain attitude defined on why we're in the same place. Now he says, if the person is mamish very close by, where he could come, you have the heter of hashta osi. Right. So yes, you know, I live in the last house in Bnei Brak, and he lives in the, you know, he's working two blocks down in Ramat Gan. Okay, but he could come any moment. So that's a heter for sure. But you're talking about a case where he can't come. So what's Tara said? Well, you feel like you're together. If the Maisa, people call it a different place, that generates a different attitude. That's what he suggests. Okay? It's a chazanish, you know. I'm in the Kabul. The Mladen Yesh Tshuva, but... Correct. Again, he's saying a chumrah. You know, he's saying the cooler part. I understand what that's based on the Rambam. I get that. I'm just saying that how you draw the lines. You know, the fact that that's a chiddush. Okay, but that's what he says. Okay, how do you answer Rashi from Tosfos' Kasha? So, the different suggestions how to answer Rashi. The Radal over here suggests a pshat, which at first glance is very very tempting. At second glance, it's going to create a tremendous chumrah. He says, the case over there wasn't Bala Beir, it was Bala Ima. So now you have to touch the definition of, like the Mishnah says, Ishta Mishem Rosa, Ishta Imoi, right? Bizman she Ishta Imoi, Ishta Mishem Rosa. So what does Ishta Imoi mean? What does Bala Imoi mean? So the Pesukim assume like this: you don't need that the woman became a Siamese twin to the man, and she's physically attached with him every moment. It means they're together in the bayis. That's called Imoi. So she's upstairs, he's downstairs, but he's not going to do anything, because any moment she's going to the woman is going to reappear, right? So so they ate lunch, they ate together. That's mamish physically together. That's not nobody said that's going to be a problem, right? And then they went downstairs, and Rabibi is upstairs, so they're together in the same house, right? So. Even if Rabbi Yosef goes upstairs and Rebbe goes downstairs, the woman should be mutter because it's Bala Ima. That's mamish, they're mamish together. That's what the Radal suggests. The problem with that is, or what's going to come out of him, is that the Mor is then telling me that Liba Gaspa asked was even the case where the husband's in the house. Right, that's going to come out local lemaisa. So you're making a simcha, and you know your cousin's coming from out of town. You know, and your wife's first cousin, and a man. You know, and they're good friends. You know, and he's staying by you, so you better hold on to your wife the whole time, according to Radal, because even though husband's in the house, it's gasboy, it's also like okay, wow, like that's like. Rama says that Kravasa is considered gaspa. You know, the nature of cousins, that they're friendly with each other, good friends, you know. So, your wife's cousin, you know, they grew up together, they used to live in the same city, they were next door neighbors, you know, they used to play with all the time. That's Liba Gaspa. So, according to Radal, it's also even those Bali Ima Babayas. The only heter is your mama together. Right? So, you better hold on to your wife the whole time. Right? So, that would come out according to Radal. It's what, that's like, wow, that's a big Kiddush. So, the...
According to that Radal, why the Mishnah make distinctions between Prutzos and Shem? Why did we also make a distinction that says that a woman cannot be with two men if one of them is Libo Gaspar? We never saw that distinction in the Mishnah. And it said a woman can be with two men. According to Radal, that would be a serious breach in this
I hear. Yeah. So I don't. I'm not going to fend for the. I mean, the Trevor Adal. I hear. Okay. Well, that's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I had the same problem, like where I had the problem more because the more it's the kasha from Amar Rabba, right? Amar Rabba, Bala Beir and Chesh Shem Yichud. You're asking from Rabba. You're asking from Rabba's Taka Oser. You're not asking from Rabba. You're asking from your new source called Bala Ima. So what are you asking? What are you quoting Rabba for? I don't know. So it's a problematic mahalo, the Radal.
It is gospel. One of he was saying, one of the other shiurim, as long as one of them is not has a pusher, so that creates
But that's the thing. Shnei Anoshim is mutter. Shnei Anoshim is mutter. Right. That's the same question. Right. That's the same question. Right. So the Chidor suggests a pshat, which I saw quoted in the Ritzur Poskim, and Rav Shach comes from a different angle, but he says that Be'etzim this wasn't Yichud. Be'etzim, Rabibi is in the attic, and the woman is down below. Now Rabbi Yosef steps out. They're not together. They're in the same building, but it's different places in the building. She's downstairs and he's upstairs. That's not Yichud. But what's going to happen is it's going to come to Yichud because he could step down. If the ladder is there, he could step down and join her. But right now they're not together. So the state of being where Rashi said the Hatha Bala Be'ir is not matir, is a case where they're mamish b'yachat. But a case which you're going to answer because we're concerned they might come to be b'yachat, so on that zokt the Gemara, the same svora which is a matir, the b'di'evid, that we don't afraid they did anything. So the way Rav Shach says it is that there's two problems over here. There's the Isser Yichud Be'etzim. The Yichud Yichud Be'etzim, even they're not going to do anything, is Osir. That's how he learns in Rosh. That's how he learns in Rosh, like that. So Mela, it's still going to be Osir. The Cheshach, they might do something. No Cheshach, they're not going to do anything. And that, the Baal Be'er takes care of. Therefore, in the B'di'evid, there's no Malk. That's how he learns in Rosh. Similar to that Savora, he says, okay, the Cheshach, that they're not B'yachad right now. Elamot Yechashah, they might go and become together. The Baal Be'er will say they're not going to come together. If they are together, they are together. So it's also. But the Cheshach, that they will come together, the Chidor understands that the Baal Be'er, the same story you were saying before, the Baal Be'er makes a mischief that she's also not going to want to be with this person together. So if they are, they are. But if that's Rashi's answer. But if they're not, your question, they might come together, Baal Be'er would take care of that. So now, what's this case like? This is a case like about the next step of the Gemara. Now, the next step of the Gemara, I don't know whether I'll start or not. So the Mormon number of kind of noshim mi bachutz, noshim mi bifnim, and chershishim shum yichud. A noshim mi bifnim, a noshim mi bachutz, chershishim yichud. The mesnisin, menesisa tana ibcha. Okay, so you have a building which has two rooms in it, an inner room and an outer room. And the only access to the way that the egress from the inner room is through the outer room to the outside. And you have men in the inner room, and you have women in the outer room, or vice versa. So Rav Kana says, in a case where Anoshim Mibachutz and Anoshim Mibifnim, there's no Cheshach of Yichud. Because right now, there's men in the outer room, women in the inner room. Maybe one of the men will go and join the women. Okay? They're not in Yichud right now. Now the question is, are we Mechiv Dechoshish when there are other people there, that the man might go and join the women inside? No, we're not Mechiv Dechoshish then. The other way around, where Anoshim Yifnim and Anoshim Yibachutz, then there's a problem, there's a Cheshash of Yichud, because the nature is that the man will leave the inner room to get out to the outside, he'll go through the outer room. One man will walk out of the inner room, that's something which is normal that could happen, and now they're going to be in Yichud. So that's what Rukana says is a problem. The Masis and Tana Yipcha, this is where Rashi learns the Gemara. The Masis and Tana Yipcha, that in a case where the men are on the inside and the women on the outside, that is not a cheshash of Yichud, because even when one man walks out to the outer room, it's not called Yichud, because at any given moment another man might walk out also. So at any given moment, the first man walks out into the outer room, he's now by himself with the women. That's not a problem of Yichud, because at any moment the second man might walk out. Ritzvah's Lashon on this is, it's like Pesach B'Sulah Shusur Rabin. That's the Lashon of Ritzvah, that in the case in the Masnisa, the reason why Anoshim Mifnim, Anoshim Mibachut is mutter because it's like Pesach B'Shul Shazram, because at any moment somebody might walk out. Vice versa. So, yes, we're choshed in that type of situation that the man might walk in and join the women Bifnim, and there's no reason any other man should walk in there. And therefore, the Masnisan said that. So it comes out. The Pasha, the Gemara, that they're arguing in two. The Rav Kahana and the Bryce are arguing in two points. That in a situation where they're not biyachat together, are you choshed that a individual might go into a state of yichud? So the Bryce says, yeah, maybe one of the men on the outside will walk inside. So we can't allow. Wait, Rashi and the Gemara, we cannot allow them to be. That the men are on the outside, women on the inside, because one man might walk inside and join the women. So that's an issue of Yichud. Rukana says, we're not kosher for that. Right now, the men are on the outside. Why should they go inside? Right now, they're not biyacha. So what are we worried about? So Rav Kahana, there's a door. Huh? There's a door.
It's not locked. You just turn the knob and go in.
Right, correct. Yeah. I mean, I think it was nice to knock, but you know, you could walk inside. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. If it'd be a rock, it'd be completely different.
Lav dafka.
Lav dafka.
Okay. I'm gonna try and get there. Okay. A and B. So the Bryce is saying a kula. That a case where a person's in a state of yichud, but at any given moment somebody might walk in, has the same heter pesach b'shul shazarab. And Rav Kahana doesn't accept that. According to Rav Kahana, that case where the men are in the inside, the women are on the outside, so one man walks out, he's also to be biyacha with the women, even though another man might walk out, because that's the egress out of the room. So. Now, halacha lemaisa, Abaye says, "Hashad Amar of Kahana Hachi b'mtana meisis is an ipcha." And the naved l'chumra. So, Abaye says that the halacha we're supposed to be chashiv for moshitas. So we accept the chumras of both, and neither kula. So the if a person's in a state of yichud, the fact that somebody might walk in doesn't have the heter pesach b'shul shazarabim, which that's Rav Kahana held like that, not like the Braisa, which held that that's mutter. And vice versa, Abaye is saying that in a case where they're not b'yichud, but they might come to a situation of yichud, is also usher to do. And that's then what Rabbi Yosef was addressing by the case of the Aliyah and the Bayis, that for that, Baal HaBeir is going to be matarit. That chashash that maybe Rabibi will come down and join the woman, or the woman will go up and join the man, join her Bibi. So those two possibilities which might happen, so Baal HaBeir is going to be matter that, except for Liba Gaspar. And that's the way the Chidor answers up Rashi from Tosfos Kash. It has now. Now, so yeah, I just wrote this out. So the Chazanisha like this. What if he's asked halacha lemaisa the following scenario, right? What will be? There's going to give you three hechatimses. Okay, scenario number one. So there's an apartment building. There's nothing on the roof. They don't do anything on the roof. They're not using the roof. Okay, the top floor. There's two apartments, one on each side, like many common Israeli buildings are built like that. There's two apartments on each floor. Right, the stairways goes up to the top floor. In one apartment, there is a single woman, an almana. In another apartment, there is a single man. Is that a problem of yichud? Right, the top floor is only two people. There's a man and a woman. Nobody goes up there. They don't do anything on the roof. There's nobody going up to the roof. There's no movement on that. The only people that are going to be walking on that hallway and is a man and a woman, and they're in the same floor.
You're asking in the hallway.
No, I'm asking the fact they're living. The fact that they're living in their apartments, is that a problem of yichud? She says no. The chashash is pitui.
But she has to unlock her door for him to come in and be
mefater. Maybe he'll mefater her through the door.
So the question is the whole.
So it says that's not a problem. Yeah, because the bets are in two different places. Okay. Now, scenario number two.
What
does the Chazam
say? That's not
either. They're not together. Now, he says, they might end up in the hallway together.
Yeah.
Right? And in any given moment, they might end up, both of them, leaving their houses, and now they're in the hallway and they have a problem with Yichud. No. The Chashash of the Mori is that the woman is already there. And you're automatically going to, as soon as you leave your inner room, you're going to end up in the outer room. Over here, the woman is not necessarily in the guy's, you know, it's not necessarily saying, I can't walk out of my house because maybe the woman is there. Maybe she isn't. Right? Now, if she is, you have to immediately leave. You cannot stay in the hallway together. Right? But I'm not.
But people to make sure she's not there.
Yes. They said, you know, they can make arrangements like, you know, with the time. There's men's times, women's times. It's a good B'nai Brak situation, you know?
Right. But we're not finished. Why is it to look for? It's there.
No, I'm saying, I don't think you're... I mean, we try to avoid Yichud, I'm saying, but I don't think it's Mokhiv to check. But, you know, but if they're there, he has to address it. Scenario number two. They both are on the same side of the hallway, and there is a doorway between the two apartments. They also both have doorways into the hallway. So they don't have to go with each other's apartments, right? But they have direct access between the two of them. They don't have to go into the hallway to get to each other. Am I making sense? Right, so the way these apartments are built, you can extend and make it one apartment with a door from one to the other, or you can sell it as two separate apartments. So right now, they each one is in their own apartments. They're not living together, but there's direct access between the two apartments from one to the other, right? From one to the other without going to the hallway. Okay. The case is actually discussed. Ramesh talks about it also. A similar case. The case could be that. Let's say, for argument's sake, that the lock is on the woman's side.
In a standard case, like in my house, you have connecting rooms. You lock the door from both sides. Why can't, if they lock the door from both sides, it's like a solid wall, no?
They both have.
When you go to a hotel, and you have
The question is like this: what this case over here in the Gemara, but not Shemuchutz, not Shemifnim, we're start making chashash that they might come to Yichud.
Right.
So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw this line? Right. So I live on one side of the street. You live on another side of the street. We live in a cul-de-sac, and nobody else goes there. But there's an almana in one house, and there's an almana in another house. Nobody else goes there. But it's two different houses. So where do you draw the Morris? But they might come to Yichud. Mm-hmm. And the Morris says that we're in a case where our Noshim are Bifnim and Noshim are Bechutz, we're Choshes like Rav Kahana, there's a problem that you're going to come to Yichud.
But even if it's not a cul-de-sac,
so that's a regular street. So the terrace is that this was one building. And there is some level of an intimacy which is generated by the fact that they are together. This is one building. There's two rooms in a building. They're occupying two rooms in a building. They're two different buildings. They're not together. That's not Yichud. That's not even a case where Chazal Merasak and that there's a problem, you might come to Yichud. Yes, you have to use your seichel and not get into a situation of Yichud. We're not chosen that people will go into a state of Yichud. The Chazini says, Hasmasul Shasarabim, okay. So there's a man who maybe they'll shut the door. Why is it much? Maybe they'll shut the door together. They're in the house together right now. And the heter is because the door is open. So why is it much for them to be there? Maybe they'll shut the door. We're not conscious that they will go into a situation of Yichud. Right? So why is this case different? Because this case over here, Be'etzem, there is some level of being together. So now the Chazi says, okay, if Anoshim, that's the criteria over here, so let's talk about my apartment building with two apartments across the hallway from each other. Let's talk about two apartments with an access directly from one apartment to the other. Right? And then the obvious case is where you have the man living in, you know, a guest comes, you run out to early Shacharis and you're copying, you know, that your wife is home and the kids are not at home right now. right? And you told your wife you're going, you know, your mom is running right after davening, you're running straight to school, so the Baal HaBir HaShosi is not there. You have to be, you're late to school. And she's home with the guy. Right? So what should she do? Say, Pesach Shulchan Rabbi. I go to the Vesika Minyan. Pesach Shulchan Rabbi only works when there's people in the street. And it's, you know, early summer. I left the house at 4:30 in the morning, you know. Right? And then I have to go pick somebody from the airport, and I'm not coming home. So what happens? So she should lock herself in her room. The merchant says, if you have a bathroom in there, the master has a bathroom, she should lock herself in the room. What? She doesn't have to go out. She locks herself in the room. So he can't get in. She has everything she needs. She doesn't have to come out. She'll come out 2 hours after the guy leaves. Okay, but it's in the same house. It's mamash the same house. Right? So why aren't we choshish that, you know, maybe you'll have a conversation with her through the door, convince her to unlock the door. So the cases of the Gemara sound like the case where the man has full ability to go into the women on his own. Who said, was there a lock on the door? Rabbi Thab's question. Right? What's the case? Right? The chashash is that anoshim are bimachutz and anoshim are bifnim and we're choshish halacha l'maisa. That's a problem because he might go into and join the women. How did he get in? Right? He convinced them to open the door.
Who says there's a lock? That's the only exit.
It's not only the exit. No, the case where the noshim are bifnim and the anoshim are mibachutz.
So how are the noshim supposed to get out?
That's not the problem. The problem...
No, I'm saying with Darach
Lachat. They walk out.
They walk... So who says that door is locked? That's the exit, so you don't lock.
The Mora doesn't discuss whether the door is locked or not.
So the Pasha said it's not locked, and that's why it's a problem.
Why is the Pasha not locked? Maybe the Pasha is locked when they walk out. They don't want the men walking in. They keep the door locked. When they walk out, they have to unlock the door and walk out. Then they lock it behind them. I don't know. Why are you assuming the more the case the door was locked? All right?
I'm asking. Why are we assuming that the door is locked?
The more is not being mechalic.
So why is that between the mukhlas? Why can't they just be two rooms together? Why didn't the Chazim's case? Why isn't that the Gemara's case?
The Chazanish comes along and says the case of Mora was there's a certain state of mind which is generated because you feel that you're together because you would use a common exit. But when you each have your own exit directly to the hallway, you don't have a common exit, then you don't have that. And therefore, the case of the door between the two apartments is mutter.
Oh, the Chazanish mattered that case.
Is mutter that case. Oh, the case of the case is because.
And he mattered that even without a lock.
Even without a lock. Just, what? I think so. He was not even without a lock because right now you're not together.
Not before.
You're in two different apartments.
So those
two
apartments are two different rooms in the same apartment. If there's a door between that's not locked, you walk from one room to another. You walk from one apartment.
I mean, no. The point. It's my apartment. Your apartment. Two apartments. You don't. I don't stop walk into your my neighbor's apartment even though there's a door in between. Right. I don't. So we're not together. LMI what? They were together because the exit of apartment A is to outside is through apartment B. That's not true. Each one has their own exit to the hallway by itself. So we have no shackles to the other. Happen to be we have a door in between.
It's like a state of mind. You're in your
mind. That's the thing. The reason why this is a problem is, where do you draw the line in the Gemara? You draw the line in the Gemara because there's a state of mind. You're already in a state of being together. The next step will be you might go and join, you might convince her to let you in, etc. So now, in my house, the only way you get out of the master bedroom is through my hallway to out the front door. I mean, we're together in the house. That is a state of mind. The fact that my apartment is locked, is that mutter? Right, so Ramosha's mashma that holds that case is not mutter. Because he might be mafata her through the door to convince her to unlock the door and go inside.
So
there's no
exception to lock yourself in the bathroom.
I'm not saying there's our person which are mutter.
Has an issue would be
mutter? I don't remember what he says. He goes through three cases. I don't remember what he says in the last case. I wanted to look it up before I didn't get it. I didn't forget to bring my chazanish.
Why would the chazanish mutter? What's the tzad that he mutter? That's bifnim.
Right, so unless you learn the Gemara that there's a difference in the case the door was locked, the door wasn't locked, then you'll assume the Gemara wasn't locked. Okay, but we need to be, you know. Now, let's go back. The Ritva says, Pesvasul Shazarabim, the heter is because somebody might walk out from inside, somebody might walk in. So they have to pass the Rebbe, and somebody might walk in. So what's not going to have to pass the Rebbe? So if that's how is it different than that you're afraid of the Hashda Osi of the Baal? So you're telling me that according to the Liba Gaspa doesn't apply, to Pesach Shul Rabbim. What's the difference? Because Hashda Osi. So Hashda Osi, Liba Gaspa doesn't help for that because the comfort level they have with each other, you're not worried about Hashda Osi. You know, we'll get Pesach Neitz with the Hashda Osis. That's what we're worried about. Right? If we're not, according to Rashi, that the Liba Gaspa, the Hashda Osi doesn't help. So however you learn the Gemara, the case of the Gemara. So why is Pesach Shul Rambam any better? So you could have said that Pesach Shul Rambam is a totally different heter. That's not Yichud. One of the requirements of Yichud is a Makom Seser. A place where people can walk in any time. That's not a Makom Seser. That's not defined as Seser. That's the case of the Baal of Be'ir, they are together. They are in a state of Yichud. Right? Elamai what? We're saying there's a psychology that they're not going to do something inappropriate. So we're going to be Matur Yichud. I'm walking down the street in the middle of the city during the middle of the day. So, it's a situation of Yichud. I have to be Matur Yichud because there's a lot of people around to mail it to Mutter. That's not Yichud. You need to create some parameters, literally, to give it a definition of Yichud. So Pasha, the head of Pesach Mishnah is it's not Yichud. Comes the Ritvo, and the Ritvo says, the case which Rav Kana says, this case is a problem of Yichud, because right now there's a man sitting in an apartment with only women, sitting in a room with only women, but since somebody might come in, that's Mutter. Now, Lachar, that heter is not the heter of that's not Yichud. The heter is, there's a mystery, somebody might come in. Like you find by Pesach Mishnah Surah is there. So he understands the heter Pesach Besuch, which is a rabbim, is not the heter of it's felt in the Shem Yichud. And even a scenario where it is a Shem Yichud, the fact that somebody might come in is going to be Matzeret. And that Rav Kana says no. Once it's a situation of Yichud, there's a problem. But he's not arguing the heter Pesach Rabbim, because that's not Yichud. Okay, so now what makes that not Yichud? How much Pesuach is Pesuach? So Kivager says the door is open. The Beis Meir says the door is wide open. Piskei Tshuva brings it says the door is wide open. Yeah, that's not called the Makom Seser. People can see in. The nature of the door is open. People might walk. They assume that's an invitation to walk in. All right, I don't know. So that's not a Makom of Seser Be'etzin. But when the door is shut, even though somebody might walk in, so Kivager says that's Osir. That's not, you don't have to Pesach Pesuch Lushus Rabbim. Now the Pasht is, there's a Chumas Arashba, which the reading of the Chumas Arashba, the way we have the gears of the Chumas Arashba, the Rashba said, even if the door is shut, as long as it's not locked, you have the Heter Pesach Pesuch Lushus Rabbim. Now, that Heter can't be a Heter of, it's not a Malkum Seser. That Heter has to be, there's a logic, there's a fear that people have. Somebody might walk in.
It's like a
hashtag. It's a hashtag type of a sword. So then you understand why the Chachos Mokai came along and said, so Liba Gaspa is a problem. So Lachar, the Mokai, the Taz says, Liba Gaspa, not Liba Gaspa, it's the non-af Gemina. Petrus Ram is Mutter. So you could say, listen, there's different levels of hashtosis and different levels of fear, you know, and man nafis. How do you decide that? How, you know, Chazal types it up, okay? But if you tell me that the heter Pesach Shul is a heter, Etzim is not Seser, so yeah, of course, why should Leibagas be a problem? Right? The Chalakas Mechalakas is clearly learning not like that, that Etzim is a Makom Seser, the heter is a hashtosi, and the same way the Morris said by Baal HaBe'ir, that hashtosi, it doesn't scare you when Sleep of Gaspa, so who adin by Pesach Shul Rabbim, which the heter is hashtosi, it doesn't scare you when it's Sleep of Gaspa, it doesn't help you by Sleep of Gaspa. And one step weiter, the it's mavur in the Chalkos Mechoyke. He's learning like Rashi, not like the Rambam, because in the case of Rishus Pesach Rishus, there's no, you don't have the Bala Meir, you don't name as Bala Oleha. So that has to be a Heter of Hashtra Osi. And where did he get his limitation on it from the case of Bala Meir? Well, Bala Meir is a different. It's Emes Bala Oleha, which doesn't work in Liba Gas. What does it do with Hashtra, whether you're scared of Hashtra Osi or not? You can't compare the two things. It's apples and oranges. The way we're learning, that the Rambam is understanding of the Heter Bala Meir and the problem of Liba Gaspa, and the case of Pesach and Rabin, and the concern of whether people will leave a gospel, it's apples and oranges, Betzim. Unless you learn like Rashi, that both of them are Betzim, they're Mokum Seser, both of them, the Heter is because somebody might come in, and the more says, leave a gospel, it doesn't work by one, so it doesn't work by the other one either. So that seems to be the Machloikis. That seems to be the Machloikis over here. How do you understand Bala Be'ir, Rashi and the Rambam, what's the heter is, and possibly what the iser was to start with, and what the heter is, and then we have a shail in Pesach Mesudas Sarabim. What is the heter of that? Is it heter because not a kol makom seis, or because somebody might come? And then you'll have nafkamina is whether liba gaspa is usur or mutter in those scenarios, and the fact that the Ritva compared the case of the Anashim and Bechutam Hashem Zim to Pesach and Rabim, he's learning it's a heter of somebody might come in, and that is not because it's not a Malkam Seser, because somebody might come in, and that's along the lines of what the Chalkos Machlok is understanding, and that seems to be this understanding, and we just pointed out in the case of the Anashim and Bechutam Hashem Zim, that this chashash that you might come to Yichud, which the Chidor suggests in Rashi, seems to be really this discussion in the Gemara, next step of the Gemara, another discussion, also discussed over there, and the Gemara introduces that, and the Chazon Ish says that it's only when you have some level of being biyachad, then there's a chashash you might come to bona fide halachic Yichud, and then we have the concerns of the Gemara. Okay.